Hello and good Wednesday morning. Welcome to another episode of One-on-One with Jordan. I am your host, Jordan Cruz. I know you guys have been worried about me because I have not been doing shows as of late. I know it's been roughly about a month since I've done a show, and let me tell you, it's just been so crazy lately. And I've been constantly have to go out of town and running errands and taking care of business and just starting on planning to move. So it's just been so much. And I want to say to all of you that I miss you guys so much. Also, I have been sick. As you guys can hear my voice, my allergies is acting up, and it's just been a whole bunch of craziness going on. But other than my allergies acting up, I am doing good. I know you guys have been waiting for me to comment on this because I have been following the story, and I've been following the story about Jussie Smollett. Now, you know, when this story first broke, I was like a lot of you. I believed it. And then I started poking holes in his story here and there, and it wasn't adding up. It wasn't making any sense. And so with him doing this, excuse me, it has, and I'm not going to say it has, but it may ruin the race relations between the blacks and the black and white communities, because he went so far out in the left field and lied, and it was just like, what the hell are you doing? And not only is it probably going to ruin the race relationship between the black and white communities, gay people is going to have an even more messed up stigma on them. And so it's just like, okay, if you don't give a damn about yourself, why would you drag three different communities in this with you? So Jussie was picked up. He is now out on bond, and it They're saying that if found guilty, that he is looking up to as much as 3 years in prison. All because when he reported a letter that was sent to him at the Empire Studios, he said nothing was done, so he decided to take matters into his own hands, and not knowing what he was doing, he put a lot of people at risk, an unnecessary risk. And so yeah, if he is indicted and is found guilty on disorderly conduct, filing a police false report, he will be looking up to 3 years in prison. So, like I said, he is out now. And so it's just been a huge load of crap and drama surrounding Jussie. And I don't know, but it's going to be interesting to see if he is going to be in them, or how many episodes in season. I think we're going into season 5 of Empire that he's not going to be in. And I also want to say that I want everyone to say special prayers for Whoopi Goldberg, because she has been out of commission. She's been down and out for over a month, recovering from pneumonia. So I want everyone to keep her in your prayers. And if anyone hears anything about anything else on the Jussie Smollett matter, I want you guys to weigh in and let me know what you guys have heard. So again, I want to apologize for not doing the shows in about a month. Like I said, it's just been so much that have been going on that I couldn't even explain it all in this lifetime, even if I tried. But I just want you guys to know that I am fine. And I know that it sounds like I'm sick, but I'm not. My allergies is just kicking my ass right now. So I will try to keep you guys up to date on what's going on. And like I said, if you guys hear anything else on the Jussie Smollett case, let me know what's going on. And again, I want you guys to keep Whoopi Goldberg in your prayers, and that she makes a full and speedy recovery.
I am going to wrap this up here and now. Until next time, this is your host, Jordan Cruz, with another episode of One-on-One with Jordan. Today's show and every show is sponsored by